The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine
and Ebony.com.
The first article is titled, The Possibilities of You. Narrate your life's journey, reciting stories that hold you up. Stories that affirm you, even as you reserve space in your self-awareness for growth. In ancient Egypt, the goddess Maat represents balance. The deceased person's heart had to be as light as her ostrich feather when weighed on her scales of truth in order to earn a favorable place in eternity. Do not let your heart get too heavy. Unburden yourself as you declare your intention daily and align your head and heart for optimal living. One of my prayers is, may I be more like myself today than I was yesterday. Balance that loving investment in yourself with love and empathy for others. Follow your mind and the yearnings of your heart. Get close to nature. Deeply breathe in air. Touch the earth. Walk on it with bare feet and feel its energy. Dip your feet in the sea or river. Be inspired by a tree, a bird, a bee. Connect to these forces. Gather their essences. You will gain strength, clarity, and a healthy perspective. Also, learn to dream aloud. Dreams that occur during the day are necessary portals to conscious self-fashioning. Make vision boards to help you envision and manifest what your best life looks like. How are you showing up for yourself and your people? Expand your horizons and revision the ways you are imagining your life, and find humor in as many things as possible. Laughter is a good medicine. Keep it light and enjoy yourself every chance you get, because a deep laugh is soul cleansing. You know what it sounds like. You know the harmony you feel when producing that sacred sound. It is powerful enough to shake the unbearable burdens from you. Free your mind from limited, negative, pessimistic thinking. Cultivate positive vibrations and attune your spirits to higher frequencies. Become a radiant light and an inspiration to yourself. Surround yourself with light-giving people and make as many memories with them as you can. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. May we all achieve our possibility. I say and amen. The next article is titled, A La Carte. Essence CEO Caroline Wanga encourages you to choose your own adventure when it comes to how people live with purpose. One day, back when my daughter was in preschool, she mentioned that she wanted, quote unquote, hot ice cream for dinner. I took that literally and proceeded to warm up some ice cream in the microwave, which was not at all what she meant. I spent the remainder of the evening disappointing my little girl and eventually negotiated giving her pizza instead, while committing to serve her quote-unquote hot ice cream for dinner the next night. When I dropped her off at school the next morning, I asked her teacher to help me decipher what quote-unquote hot ice cream could be. The teacher smiled and told me that quote-unquote hot ice cream was actually mashed potatoes that are served with an ice cream scooper during school lunchtime. I remember being happy to have figured it out, but also sad that I didn't think of that the night before. As we inch toward the end of another year, our decisions and behaviors have been negotiated and renegotiated in alignment with daily and sometimes hourly variables that govern how we exist. There are probably things you have subconsciously started doing so differently that you may not even recall how you used to do them. You may have redefined what you consider quote unquote work attire, or accepted that having a work call disrupted by household members is inevitable. You likely have a greater threshold of patience and grace to navigate the difficult aspects of more virtual living and created virtual substitutes for gathering with families and your sister friends. You may have mastered the unfortunate art of quote unquote speaking on mute and completely given in to the disruptive tactics of the quote unquote technology Illuminati. Sisters, as you relearn how to thrive, I encourage you not to pressure yourself to quote unquote get back to normal. Some of the changes you have made have helped you live with a healthier balance between what you need and what others need from you. If something that used to be quote unquote mashed potatoes has become quote unquote hot ice cream in your life and it is truly working for you, keep the sweet treats coming. There is a capacity added piece in your life. You may decide to keep the exercise of wearing masks beyond quote unquote when required to give you assurance that your family is taking measures to be safe and healthy, pandemic or not. It just may be a set of masks that slay and match your personal styles. You have the opportunity to change how people access you without feeling guilty by keeping routine virtual multitasking gatherings to reduce travel stress and cost. You may reallocate the budget to get more of your food and groceries delivered because it helps you avoid the usual quote unquote what's for dinner dilemma. You can assign wigs and other hair transitions to different alter egos aligned to who you have to interact with without worrying about anyone touching your hair without permission. Petty, I know. You have the opportunity to lean further into living your purpose or not if you do so choose. Through the capacity created by the quote unquote hot ice cream moments that should stay that way and never dine on just quote unquote mashed potatoes again, turn your magic all the way up and continue to leave your mark on the world. I see you, sisters. Plate full of parsley, authenticity, power, and equity are key ingredients that nourish the sisterhood and contest the garnish-only meal society has been feeding us through narratives that paint us as a deficient community, the equivalent of dining on a plate full of parsley. The next article is titled The Blackity Black, Black Gift Guide. Our annual holiday roundup is back. Behold, our favorite brands to shop this season. For the culture, you'll find something special for everyone on your list. We promise. Chloe J. Sometimes it takes a village of love to raise a child. Inspired by her close relationship with her niece, proud auntie Chloe J. created her online boutique in 2019. In my quest to just create something to celebrate myself, my niece, and Black women in general, I have created a community of women says Chloe J. Homage Year. Anthony Manning, born to Jamaican immigrants, 22-year-old designer Anthony Manning creates every single piece in his collection with the hope that it will change someone's life. Each bag has a different manifestation to give our community the option to choose what they feel like they are yearning for within their life and try to attract it for themselves, says Manning. As long as the bag touches one person, then a million people having it means nothing. 54 Kibu Nana. Digital marketplace 54 Kibu brings luxury African designs directly to you, which is a dream come true for founder Nana. When you shop with us, you are supporting leading home decor artisans and designers across Africa and the African diaspora in Haiti, Jamaica, the UK, and the US, says Nana. Each curated piece also incorporates social and environmentally sustainable practices. The next article is titled, Know the Path from Strokes to Seizures. Did you know Black Americans have a higher prevalence of stroke than any other racial group? Did you also know strokes account for nearly 45% of epilepsy cases in adults over age 60? Strokes are the most common causes of seizures in older adults. Around 43% of people who experience post-stroke seizures have done so within 24 hours of their stroke. That's why the Epilepsy Foundation and the American Stroke Association, a division of the American Heart Association, have teamed up to help you learn the signs of a stroke and seizure first aid. And the reason Jocelyn Martin and Tometa Cozart are sharing their parents' stories. Thomas Cozart's story. Thomas Cozart had a hemorrhage, bleeding stroke, so he was more likely to experience seizures afterwards. He had no history of seizures or epilepsy before his stroke, but had a seizure more than a year later, his daughter, Tometa, says. Her dad wasn't counseled on the connection between strokes and seizures, but because she advocated for him, he was placed on an anti-epileptic medication and has not had another seizure since. She says African Americans who have a history of strokes and stroke survivors should be advised about seizures immediately after their stroke and should be offered seizure first aid training along with their families and caregivers. Miss Huggins' story. While Jocelyn Martin was home with her mother, Miss Huggins, who is a stroke survivor, she noticed a funny look on her mom's face, an absent, distant look, non-responsive to conversation or touch. She realized her mom was having a seizure, not a body convulsing seizure, but a facial impaired awareness seizure she learned about during the Epilepsy Foundation's seizure first aid certification training. She administered seizure first aid to her mother. Jocelyn said, if she hadn't taken the training, I would have walked away thinking that my mother was all right. But she was not all right. My mother needed to see an epilepsy specialist. She wants people to know that it is vitally important for people to know the different types of seizures. Caregivers and post-stroke survivors should know that seizures may follow a stroke. The next article is titled, Defining Role. Actress Brandy Evans reflects on the most important job of her life, being her mother's caregiver, and shares how she found joy in their special bond. P-Valley star Brandy Evans is living her dream. Not only is she the lead in a hit TV series, but she has the strong connection with her mom, Diane Harrington, that she desired for some time, though they once had a strained relationship over the past few years. The two have become much closer, attending concerts, traveling together, and even getting matching tattoos. Evans just wishes it hadn't taken a multiple sclerosis diagnosis and a suspected Alzheimer's battle to get there. It is bittersweet, she admits. I always wanted what I have now, which is time with my mom to just have a girl's day. But it's also at what price? Evans, one of 39.8 million caregivers in the U.S., is among the 48% of them between the ages of 18 and 49 who are figuring out how to provide for the needs of a loved one in uncertain times. In 2004, when family members and friends noticed Harrington's memory declining and saw that she stumbled often, their concerns led to her being diagnosed with MS, which affects the central nervous system. She managed to remain independent until 2014, but a fall in her Memphis home resulted in a leg injury requiring hospitalization. When Harrington was sent to a nursing home upon discharge, her daughter was devastated. It was the one thing that I always promised her that I would never do, Evans says. My grandma used to work in nursing homes, and so we knew how they were run. I remember having a conversation with my mom when I was a little girl, and she was like, if anything ever happens to me, please don't put me in a nursing home. For 2 years, Harrington lived in the Memphis facility, receiving care that made her daughter increasingly unhappy. I would visit and mom would be dirty and I felt horrible, she says. I was like, they're not feeding her right. The room's not clean. It was so depressing. At the time, Evans, a choreographer with a burgeoning acting career, was living in Los Angeles. In 2016, believing advancements in nursing care in California would benefit her mother's health, she decided to move her to L.A. and become her full-time caregiver. She did her research beforehand to better understand what would be required to perform such tasks as feeding and bathing her mom. Evans shared her caregiving journey online and soon found support from strangers who gave everything from about $14,000 in GoFundMe donations to a wheelchair and van to aid in Harrington's care. Initially prideful, Evans eventually welcomed the assistance for her mother's sake and her own sanity. Asking for help does not make you weak. That's what I have learned, she says. What makes you weak is thinking you can do it all by yourself. Evans juggled around-the-clock care with hustling to auditions to get gigs to pay mounting bills. When she couldn't get a friend to come over and watch her mother one day, she improvised. At the Pea Valley audition, Mama was on a live screen video so I could watch her and make sure she was okay, she says. I got up early, fed her, and watched her on screen while driving to the audition. Then I went in and did the audition and called her on the way out to tell her I was on my way home. In 2018, Evans was offered the part of Mercedes. A ratings winner, P-Valley was green-lit for a second season by Stars in 2020. The role has given Evans the ability to keep her mom in L.A. It has allowed her to hire two caretakers and a chef who attend to Harrington's needs while her daughter films season 2 in Atlanta. With the cost running close to $20,000 a month for home care, sacrifice is required. Evans still drives the paid-off Ford Fiesta she has had for years, and she stays in an affordable studio apartment when shooting so that Harrington has what she needs. When she's back in L.A. and looking after her mom, Evans forgoes a glamorous lifestyle to focus on self-care. Working out is like therapy, even though I'm in therapy now, too, she says. I've learned how important it is to do things like that. Getting a therapist, talking things through, exercising, going on a hike, and just spending time with myself. Evans maintains a joyful spirit as a caregiver by staying mindful of the present and focusing on gratitude. She advises others in stressful caregiving roles to do the same. I used to pray that I could both live my dream and take care of my mom, and I'm doing that, she says. Sometimes I think, look how far mom has declined. And then I think, okay, but she's declined with you. It helps to just think about the blessings. If we all put the focus on that, it will carry us through those bad days and allow us to remember it's just a bad day, not a bad life. The next article is titled, Holiday Twist. 'Tis the season to host your heart out. Hit a high note with guests by adding a little low country flair to classic menu favorites, courtesy of Food Network star Chef Cardia Brown. Red rice, okra stew, sweet potato, roasted hog. These are just a few of the mouth-watering staples of Gullah cuisine, foods beloved by the Gullah Geechee community, made up of Black folks from the Lowcountry region, the coastal communities ranging from North Carolina to Florida, including South Carolina, the Sea Islands, and Georgia. These descendants of enslaved Africans developed a Creole language and distinct traditions that have safeguarded elements of Gullah culture since slavery. Their traditional dishes are special favorites during the holiday season, with recipes and preparation instructions passed down in the kitchen from generation to generation, which is the Gullah Geechee way. The emphasis on preservation within the Gullah culture is how Chef Cardia Brown, star of the Food Network's Delicious Miss Brown and Cupcake Championship, became the cook she is today. I don't have a culinary background as far as going to culinary school, but I was raised in a family of amazing cooks, says Brown, who hails from the Sea Islands off the coast of South Carolina. She left behind a career in social work to bring down-home cooking to the masses full-time. I like to say that I'm Mama and Daddy taught, she explains. Well, Mom and Daddy and Mom and Grandmama taught. That's how I kind of fell into it. So my style of cooking is indicative of where I'm from. Since 2015, she has toured across America showcasing Gullah cuisine, including on television and through her popular New Gullah Supper Club series. Now, after a year of working nonstop, Brown is looking forward to celebrating this holiday season by throwing down in the kitchen and making authentic soul food for a much smaller audience, her family. Our style of cooking is a little different in the Gullah community, she says. A lot of our food during the holidays and during the winter months is stewed one-pot dishes. We do a lot of farm-to-table type foods. We eat in season. We eat a lot of seafood during the holidays. Also, we roast the whole hog in the ground. This year, Brown's broad plans to make up for lost time while still playing it safe with a small holiday gathering. But of course, she still intends to make a big splash with the spread. We asked her to share remixes of traditional favorites with Gullah-inspired twist. Here's her advice on how to bring special spice to the table. Macaroni and cheese of the sea. I love a good seafood macaroni and cheese. To incorporate that Gullah spin to it, you add in the shrimp and crab meat. It just takes macaroni and cheese to a new level. You can have a lot of fun with casseroles like that. Turkey with a flair. I always like intertwining aspects of different cultures. I like deep frying a turkey, for example. And last year, I made a Korean barbecue. I made that sauce the star of the meal because sometimes you can get really dry birds. So add a sauce to your turkey for the holidays. Butt cake, but make it fruity. I've actually made a peach cobbler bundt cake, combining that southern cobbler with a classic bundt cake. It is juicy, it is buttery, and it is delicious. The next article is titled, Bringing Communities of Support to Students. At Communities in Schools, we are working to ensure students have everything they need to re-engage in learning, whether they are staying home or returning to the classroom. With you on our side, we will be there for them all day, every day, providing emotional support and resources like school supplies, meals, and access to technology and learning materials. Now, more than ever, we are being called on to reimagine public education and find new pathways to equitable learning conditions. The next article is titled, It's Bigger Than Me. Join the movement. Ending the stigma is just the beginning. Queen Latifah is ready to shift how the world sees, thinks, and talks about obesity. Together, we can work to address this health condition. Will you join her? The next article is titled, Megan Thee Stallion Launches a Charitable Foundation in Honor of Her Late Parents. On her 27th birthday, multiple Grammy Award winner Megan Thee Stallion announced the launch of her new nonprofit, the Pete and Thomas Foundation, named in honor of her late parents, the Houston MC and recent HBCU graduate of Texas Southern University, described the foundation as one of the most significant endeavors. According to the press release, the foundation will focus on helping women, children, senior citizens, and underserved areas in Houston and beyond. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.